The first of our final series are underway, and the fantastic news is that it got through without any issues, and we've got a game of footy that was a pretty good one for most of the afternoon, but in the end, it was Motawarri who prevailed, 11-16-82 to Barwon Heads, 7-10-52. They win themselves into the second semi-final, and a clash with Torquay gives them two cracks at playing in a grand final. The coach of the Warriors, Chris Hickey, has been good enough to join us. Reg, congratulations on the win. How proud are you of your boys and what they brought yesterday at Port Arlington?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah, really proud. Just kept sticking our nose over the footy all day yesterday, and we knew that was the type of game it was going to be. I think it was just our ability just to keep cracking in and just playing the way that, you know, that we pride ourselves on. I think that was the pleasing part. We never took a backward step for the whole day, and we just constantly put our heads over the footy, and that's when it counts the most.
You led by 11 points at halftime, but by three-quarter time, you're 39 points to the good. What was it in that third quarter that you did so well that you were able to basically put the game to bed?
I think I just felt as though we were predominantly scoring in that third quarter, so the ball was played in our end quite a lot. But I thought our defensive pressure was really, really outstanding. So with what we were doing when we didn't have the footy, I just thought that was the most pleasing thing. We just kept the pressure on them, even though when they were trying to come out of defence, we were really focused on making it really difficult for them to exit. Because I know once they're out and they get in front of the footy, they can run. You know, they run pretty well, and they link up with handball. That's the sort of side they are. So I was really pleased that the work that we did without the footy was probably the most pleasing thing for us. And on the back end of that, you get some really good looks going back into inside 50. So that was, I was really proud of the boys in the work rate when you haven't got the ball. That was really good.
You kept them to seven goals. Mitch Phelps kicked four of them. Nathan Brown only kicked one. Did you assign a role for somebody to Brown? Who was it, and how did you rate their performance?
Well, Darby Fielder went to Brown. Brown started off half back. So it was a little bit... He started behind the ball. There was a bit of a breeze. So whether or not they thought that that was going to be the case, and maybe they just put one of their more senior players on the footy. But eventually he went forward and Darby picked him up, did really well. I think I'm not sure whether Brown got injured. He looked really proppy after half time, so I'm not sure whether he sustained some sort of injury, but it looks as though he started behind the footy again, I think, in the third quarter. So it was a little bit of maybe a tactical play from Barwon Heads. But that freed Darby up at the back end when they were trying to exit, and he took some really good marks in the third quarter and we got some rebound off him. So I was happy with Darby's game. I thought he played pretty well.
Talk to us about Tom Hornsey's performance, four goals, best on ground performance. He's had the luxury of GFL finals experience in the past, going right back to as a teenager playing in a grand final with St. Joey's, and obviously we know what he did as a punter in the US at Memphis. He would probably relish these games where there's so much on the line.
I think so. Yeah, Tom's just a real Tom's a real competitor anyway. You can just see even when he trains, even in pre-season, he just loves it. So the competition aspect for him is always going to be it's always going to be his mantra, I suppose, because he just loves to compete. But I just thought his work rate was really good, and he's a pretty smart footballer. I know a lot of people said he hasn't played a lot of footy, but he's just got that. He's got good game sense. He's aggressive. And I just think he attacks the contest with a lot of vigour. And you can't ask for more than that for your big forwards. And he's a you know, he's one of our line coaches. He's our one of our assistant coaches, and he you know, I just thought he led from the front really well. But I actually, sorry, Tom, that's my dog in the background. he led from the front. I think he's got better as the season's gone along. And we said at the start of the year, because we've got basically a completely new forward line, apart from probably Tom Warple and Jack O'Hanlon, that's played a lot of time there. The rest of those boys are new. So Brett Blair and Tom Hornsey, Angus Hill. I've had Declan Prigg running around here as a young bloke. And, so for Tom also, not to sort of worry about his own performance, but to worry about the functionality of the forward line, I think that's a real credit to himself. And you know, he's also quite selfless too. You know, when he knows that he's got a really good defender, it's other guys' turn to stand up, and he'll do the team things that he needs to do to ensure we get the win. So I was really happy for Tom. He just really, yeah, he just looked on from the start, and I couldn't be happier for him, to be honest.
Yep. By the time we have people listening to this, say the reserves game will have been played, but I'm looking at the reserves team list today, and I see the name Matthew McKim on the list. Will he make that long-awaited comeback for his first game in 4 months today?
Yeah, he will. Yep. He put his hand up, and he's been training really well the last couple of weeks. He's been doing a bit of running himself. So maybe it's just a really good chance for Matty to get some match conditioning in as well. And, you know, he's been ticked off by... Pardon me. He's been ticked off by the specialist and the physio, and it's just a matter of him now going out and having a run around in match conditions. And, you know, I think the message to Matty is go out and enjoy it. You've worked pretty hard to get back. To go out and run around, get a kick, get involved like it has, as we know he will. Once again, we're just proud of Matty and the recovery and the rehab he's done to get back. And I know the playing group were really excited to see him back in. It's another, another aspect of our culture. You know, everyone's really happy for him, and so they should be. But we're really looking forward to seeing him go. He trained really well Thursday. I think if he can put that into place, I think he might cause some headaches for Geelong Amateurs today in the reserves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hope so, anyway.
Yeah. Is the door open for a senior return, depending on how deep you go?
Yep, no doubt about that. I think we've just got to see how he plays and how he recovers, and then we look at. Probably don't want to look too far ahead. I suppose we've just got him. He's got to get through today and make sure he's fine. But, if all goes well and everything that we plan for him, that he gets through, then I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be considered. He's a very, very good footballer, very good young footballer. And, if he gets through and he's in our best team going forward, then, we'll definitely consider him for senior selection. Yep. No doubt about that.
32-point loss to Torquay, who you'll play in the second semi-final when you met them back on May 1, which I think was two lockdowns ago. Reg, it's a lifetime ago in the way that life's panned out in 2021.
Yeah, it does. It's a long time ago. That was a pretty good game of footy, actually. It was quite high scoring down there. I think they got the better of us in the end by... How much was it?
Five goals, 32 points.
Five goals in the end, yeah. We were right in it, probably till halfway through the last, and we just... Yeah, and they got the better of us in the last 10 minutes of that game. And, they're a good side. They're on top for a reason. Undefeated. Our boys will be looking forward to the challenge. I think if we can emulate what we did yesterday and play that, really good Modern Warrior brand of football. It's a finals brand of football. And that will hold us in good stead. And, we're confident that we can give a really good account of ourselves. But we'll be... we're not going out just to make a good account of ourselves, probably. Well, we track that statement, but it's It's more about being confident and having belief, and I think we've got that. There's no reason why we shouldn't be confident that we can, you know, knock over Torquay. As I said, they're a good side, but, you know, as long as we embrace the challenge and we apply ourselves the way that we know we can, I think we're every chance.
Yep. You've been around local footy for a heck of a long time, Reg, and you've seen big crowds at finals. Obviously, you know, Geelong West St Peters was your home club, and West Oval used to draw massive crowds for GFL finals and a great atmosphere. Can you tell us what it was like playing a final with basically nobody watching?
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit eerie, actually, at the start. It was funny because you kick a goal and then you hear the players celebrate, and then you know when the goal umpire puts his two fingers up for goal, and then you hear the crowd roar. But there was none of that yesterday. So it just it sounded a little bit it sounded different, but I think we sort of focused on trying to bring our own enjoyment and our own noise, and that's what you have to do with no crowd. But it was definitely a different experience. But I don't think our players really asked them after the game. I said, did they notice it? They said, yeah, a little bit. And I think it's more so when the goals are kicked. But apart from that, I think a good sign for us was that they were obviously focused on the game. So I just hope the restrictions get eased to the fact that we can have a crowd possibly next week. I know the outlook for Melbourne's not very good, but hopefully within the region they might, they might be able to sort of make some exceptions for us as long as everyone's doing the right thing. And yep. I don't care if everyone in the crowd wears a mask and they're socially distant and whatever else. I mean, if we're all doing the right thing, then hopefully we can, we can get back to at least some sort of crowd and have that experience next week. That'd be really good.
Yep. Before I let you go, Reg, any injury issues out of yesterday?
No, just some pretty sore bodies. I think most of the boys went and jumped next door into the bay from Port Arlington there, get into the cold water. But apart from that, I think it was just general fatigue and sore bodies that you would normally get from a game, especially with the way it was played and the physicality. But apart from that, I think we've come through unscathed. I don't think there was anything that we needed to worry about. We just got to recover and rehab and look forward to this week's challenge.
Absolutely. Reg, always great to talk footy with you. Congratulations. You're into a second semi-final, two cracks at playing in a grand final in 2021. Great result for the Motowari Footy Club. And as always, we really appreciate your time.
No, thanks, Tom. And as I said, let's hope that we can get some crowds in next week and bump the atmosphere up again and enjoy some local finals footy. Once again, thanks for talking to us.